again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man with program 16 of the 260-part series saluting WHKP on its 50th anniversary and recalling the happenings and the people who made them happen over the past years. We simply are taking up where the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons left off. Today, how a Hendersonville man gave birth and nurtured to success the Cherokee Indian pageant under these hills. Friday, we recalled that day back in 1940 when the Carolina Theater burned, one of the 10 more spectacular fires in the history of this community. The hundreds of people who stood watching the firemen, the police, the auxiliary firemen battle the blaze, and the huge clouds of smoke billowing from the very guts of the theater, and most of them were concerned over the A movies they were going to miss. Within 10 days, the announcement was made that the North Carolina Theaters Incorporated, headed by Harry Buchanan, had leased temporarily the Hendersonville High School auditorium and would show A movies at that location until a brand new theater could be built. It was emphasized the theater would follow a schedule that would not interfere at all with the school's use of the auditorium. B movies would continue to be shown at the State Theater. And so the remainder of 1940, when you went to the movies, you went to the Hendersonville High School auditorium. The fire destroyed the theater May 11, 1940, and the gorgeous new theater opened 51 weeks and 6 days later on May 10, 1941. And that building would continue as the premier theater of the city for the next 50 years. It was just another example of how Harry Buchanan could get things done. Harry Buck, as most community leaders called him, had served the chairs. He had been president of the Chamber of Commerce. He had headed the Rotary Club. He had been exalted ruler of the Elks Lodge. He would become prominent in the Democratic Party. And in 1953 would be appointed to what was then called the State Highway Commission. The commission had just been reorganized by Governor Umstead, and he appointed Harry Buck to be commissioner in the new 14th Division. Appointment to the old Highway Commission, or the agency now known as the Department of Transportation, is the most sought-after political patronage position that can be given in North Carolina by the governor. Buchanan is only one of four Hendersonville men ever appointed to this board since the establishment of it back in the mid-30s. Harry quickly saw that in this new 10-county area, stretching from Murphy to Tryon, there had to be some type of organization to serve each different section of this mountainous area, and he established three districts which are still used today. Henderson, Polk, and Transylvania are in District 1, and headquarters is located in a brick building on Haywood Road across from the Water Department. District 2 was located in Bryson City, and District 3 was in Andrews for the far western part of the state. And where would Harry Buck place division headquarters? You guessed it, in his former hometown of Silva, where it is today. He was involved with some 600 men in such projects as raising the height of North Carolina 191 through Mills River, building new bridges to avoid having the highway closed during heavy rains, and establishing contacts throughout the 14th Division in this 10-county area. Harry was everywhere, and he was elected chairman of the Cherokee Historical Association. He started at once to cause to come into being an outdoor pageant that would ultimately surpass the success of the newly opened Lost Colony in coastal Carolina. He started by lobbying the legislature to forgive a $25,000 debt the Cherokee Association had incurred with the state for the operation of an information center. And by the way, that bill was sponsored by Lee Whitmire of Henderson County, Frank Brown over in Jackson, Ralph Fisher in Transylvania, and Roy Taylor, who was then a state legislator. He would later go on to become a congressman. One success led to another, and finally, the establishment of the outdoor theater in Cherokee, contracting for the script, and the greatest gift Harry could give to ensure success of this visionary venture, he loaned to the association his own general manager of the Carolina Theater here in Hendersonville, Carol White, who was one of the most brilliant theater people I've ever had the pleasure to know. Under These Hills exploded on the scene and met with instant and total success. In that first year, Carol White took me on a tour of the production area of the pageant, and it was awesome. He had installed sound and lighting equipment far ahead of its time in any other outdoor pageant. Carol dreamed up the Oconaluftee Indian Village, a living village which is open during the summer months and depicts the lives of the Cherokee exactly as they lived years ago. He also came up with the Cherokee Indian Museum, and I remember dubbing a tape for Carol, which, when a viewer was looking at a certain display or scene, he could push a button which would start the recording of my voice explaining the significance of the display they were seeing. Harry Buck's loan of Carol White to Cherokee became permanent. Carol and his wife Judy and their boys never came back to Hendersonville. He lived the rest of his life in and working with the Cherokees. Fred Reed, who had been manager of the Old State Theater, took over management of the Carolina, and Rudy Staton became manager of the state. Harry Buck, there's a mover and a shaker. He was a visionary who could see the needs of the area, and he knew how to surround himself with people who could get things done. Can't you see why the seventh child of a seventh child would say he was lucky enough to be born here, had the good sense never to leave, and have a job that he loved, not just for 50 years, but for the rest of his life. Sursum corda, as we enter the next 50 years.